Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Freedomizer Radio, where we have a 24/7 chat room where you can come and share what's going on in the world with people of like mind. Anything and everything against the New World Order. Dial 347-324-3704 to catch our live show. Beginning at 9 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday till midnight, and 9 to 9 on Saturday and Sunday. Take us to the beach. Take us to the park. Take us on a walk with the dog. Only on Freedomizer Radio.
Get ready for the epic new documentary adventure ride of your life. Shade, the motion picture. A view into the globalist domain. And Embellus and Burma's film.
Nothing in this world works the way you think it does. Nothing. Governments do not operate the way you think they do. Banks do not do what you think they do. The police department is not here for what you think it is. Nothing in your world works the way you think it does.
We have to let them know the new world government has been identified, and they thought they just clawed the world economy to bring in a worldwide police state, but instead, it's going to bring them down.
You have to stand up. Speak up, speak out.
Shade the Motion Picture. Order your copy of the DVD today at ShadeTheMotionPicture.com.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at SerenityRug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's SerenityRug.com.
Things seem to be going wrong in the world today. Every aspect of our lives seems to be under attack sometimes. Many struggle to make sense out of it. What is really going on? Identifying the problem is critical to any solution. Many people claim to have answers. But what is the truth? What works? What has worked in the past? History does repeat itself, and you must learn from it. You have choices. We cannot change the course of history, but we may change our role in it. All roads lead to Rome. All roads lead to the kingdom of God. The question is, which way are you going? Join us to make sense out of it all in the Sabbath hour at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an iconoclastic look at the world yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and hear about the keys of the kingdom.
Thank you.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to the Barefoot is Legal radio show. I think I just realized that I did a whole monologue before playing my music. I think I just talked through the mute button, and if I did, I humbly apologize. It's raining pretty good out here today, and I just tried to tell everybody I wanted to dry off for a little bit before starting up today, so apologies if there was just dead air. And by the way, everyone knows me around here as Proof Negative. I'm the big kahuna on Freedomizer. Thank you so much for joining us. I usually have my own show during the week, Monday through Thursday, the Proof Negative radio show, which is 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. That's 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. But I'm here for the BIL show today. I am not sure if Aaron, who was our usual host, is available again. So I have a 90-minute block between 9:30 and 11 Eastern. So that's the time that I'm available. So I didn't want to not do the show. By the way, we have a guest today. Sherry Saunders is with us. She is an activist out of Alabama and, of course, is part of our group. Welcome in, Sherry.
Dave, it is a pleasure to be on this radio show. Welcome, everybody.
All right. Now, I just got done saying I go by Proof on the radio here.
Okay. So that's your radio nickname is Proof?
Yeah.
Well, I've always gone by Sherry, but when I was in the military, they called me Doc. So I'd like to go by Doc, if I can, I guess, on this show. I do a radio show out of Alabama, and we work for HuntsvilleBlack.com. It is a radio show bringing voices to power, a Marcus J. Eccles production. He is our producer, and I am excited to be a part of this network of activists, and I love what we spoke about this morning on the phone. The Barefoot is Legal movement is a wonderful grassroots movement that I am proud to be a partner with, and thank you for bringing me on this show today, and I hope Aaron gets back as quickly as possible back in the seat. That being said, I am enjoying it. So what would you like to talk about today, Dave?
All right, let me try again. My name is Proof. I go by Proof on the radio.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
I got now
that's
what you're
okay.
saying. Okay.
That's okay, Jennifer. Right. People make mistakes all the time.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Proof, for explaining it to me. I was a little slow there. I apologize. But I got you now, brother.
All right.
I wish
so
we talk about that this
before
morning.
Before we get started in our topics here, maybe people want to find out about you and where can people hear what you do and on your show, and to tell us what you talk about on yours?
Well, they can get in touch with us by going to HuntsvilleBlack.com, and you would look for the Bringing Voices to Power Network, which is produced by Marcus J. Eccles. We have a show on Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. It is called United Voices, and my co-host and I speak about many topics, most of which are activist-minded. The month of April, we stayed on cannabis. The month of May, we will target Monsanto, and we will be promoting a rally that we will be holding in Anniston, Alabama on the 21st with the Worldwide March Against Monsanto that I'm sure you're aware of. So it's a wonderful opportunity to talk about issues that involves making choices that are more healthy. As this show is about in this movement, that barefoot is legal. It is a choice to be healthy, and we choose to recognize our rights as humans to have the freedom to walk around as we are born, if we like. I don't know how much more you want me to go into it, but I would love to delve into just what issues you would like to speak about that has come about by those out there that take their shoes off and feel Mother Earth under their feet and get back to that being that we were born instead of what Nike told us to be.
Right, and it just gets me that even going to a chiropractor, it's just funny to me how many people, like today, I was there, I just got here, that's why the show was like 5 minutes late, or whatever
right.
it was, that one person wore high heels in there, the other one wore the platform flip-flop types, and they're sitting there doing their physical therapy, their exercises, and it doesn't even dawn on them that they could take their shoes off there. And one of them said, I wish I could take my shoes off. That's the one with the platform flip-flops. And I said, well, why don't you? And then she never did.
Right, right. Well,
but
can
it's
I ask
just
you a
so
question?
Weird how that's conditioning. Go ahead.
What is the level of fluoride in your water out there?
We have a lot. I have a water system here, so I don't hit the fluoride. Whatever the legal amount is, that's what it is.
Well, I'm certain that those two ladies were as conditioned and programmed as those I walk around with and speak to and talk to here in Alabama. It is amazing that we have. As a whole, as a group, as a populace, we have no information about how to keep ourselves healthy except but for Google ads on doctor's offices and a Google map on how to get there. So that's not teaching us how to take care of ourselves and put our bone structure back in alignment, which would relieve many conditions that a chiropractor in health specifically relieves. A lot of children, infants, and young children need to seek chiropractic care to put their bodies in the best position for things like immune systems. The hearing is vital. There's all kinds of ear infections that you can get, but if you just have yourself in a good alignment with a good chiropractor, you're going to find that you don't need all of those antibiotics shoved into your baby, that you just need you need to go attend someone whose life search and education has been about making the body healthy and whole without invading it on the inside. You're just manipulating what God gave you, and it works. It works amazingly well. I can't believe that the chiropractor himself didn't mention it to those ladies that, you know what, your back and knee problems might go away if you take the shoes off 6-7 hours a day. Obviously wear the shoes when you must, but take that moment of freedom and be a human and touch the earth. We have forgotten how to touch the earth, and we have forgotten the earth. It began with the souls that we're forced to wear. We're burdened with not ever touching toe to earth unless you own property that has grass and you can go out and step on it. It's amazing to me what you're saying.
Well, it's more of a, I guess people are scared that somebody will say something.
Well, so they do. What happens? Somebody said something. That's called dialogue and communication. You can do that back. People do it on the radio all the time. It's an amazing feature that the Lord gave us. It's called a voice box. It's also called a spine, and he required you to stand up and not be yeller. We have a saying here in Alabama about being a yellow dog. And you don't, I mean, you can talk about your mama and your daddy and stuff, but when somebody starts calling you a yellow dog, I'm telling you, brother, the fight's on. So, yeah, we have a voice, I believe. I enjoy speaking. I enjoy standing up and advocating. I was suppressed for too long. I am one of those folks that she got out. She left the barn, and she's not coming back. And you can't shut her up. I was quiet for most of my life. I woke up, and now I can't be quiet anymore. So that's
usually how it works.
That's hidden, isn't it, brother? Isn't it how it works? Well, how did your chiropractic session go? Did you receive any help from that? I imagine it helped you tremendously.
I'm hoping so, but that's all right. I just have to go a few times a week for the next month or two. But I'll get through it.
Well, as a previous patient of a lower back injury, that MRIs, CAT scans, the needles, the prescription pain opioid painkillers that they gave me, muscle relaxers, all of that I went through for 6 months before I felt like hurting and harming myself just to get away from the pain, I went to a chiropractor. I was one of those folks, proof that I didn't believe that a chiropractor could fix me. I believed the doctor because I asked my doctor, do I need to go to a chiropractor? And he said some pretty negative things and made me believe that, no, I just need to keep taking this pain pill right here and everything's going to be okay. So it was an awakening to me that when my injury was healed, and it took about right at a month, I didn't feel the pain anymore, and I could walk upright. But at 2 months and 2.5 months of therapy, that's all it took for me, and then that was 2007. This is 2016. I would say that it worked. I've had a couple of bad days in this span of years, but I was almost ready to eat a bullet in 2007. And so from here to now, I promise you, you're going to find the relief that you seek, and you do not need the prescription pain pill, just like you don't need the shoes on your feet. It's freedom of choice, and that's what this is about, freedom of choice to make the best decisions for you. My best decision for me is to walk barefoot sometimes due to my foot injury, my ankle injury. That's why I choose. So I don't know why you choose. I choose to do that because I can. My job allows for me to have some flexibility because I have little supervision. And it works for me. If I don't, if I wear tennis shoes, any brand of shoes, four to 5 hours into wearing a pair of tennis shoes, I am crippled. I am hobbled. And all I want to do is sit in a chair.
I don't even make it that far. But it's just weird how people treat that part of the body like there's more concern for that part of the body than any other part. It's just so weird.
The foot, you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, there is a lot of money there.
Nobody ever says, well, how come you're not wearing a hat? A coconut can fall on your head.
Yeah. I see your point.
And then a lot of offices, call centers, and that kind of thing, various jobs, they focus more about what shoes you're wearing than even the job itself.
And you got to keep up with the Joneses. Yes, sir.
Well, they'll always try to tell you it's the health department, but like a health department inspects banks or insurance companies or just an office. The only thing the health department inspects is food service and food preparation and temperature. They check for the safety of the food. They're not there to see what kind of shoes people have on.
Well, Proof, why do you think that thought was put into our mind that you have no shirt, no shoes, no service?
Well, I can help you with that.
Where did that come
from,
you think?
This came from the 1960s when businesses were trying to take the hippies out of their stores and businesses.
Oh.
And so the hippies were very anti-war, which was considered anti-American. And so as a way to keep them out, they would put stuff up, signs like that, because that's how a lot of the hippies were. And so they blamed it on insurance. They blamed it on the health department. They blamed it on a state law. They blamed it on everything except themselves for having prejudice. And when someone would complain, they would say, well, that's the rules. And we're not allowed to take your money. Even if I wanted to take your money, I'm not allowed. And that's what they would fall behind. And people have been falling for that tall tale for well over 50 years.
Well, yeah.
And for those people listening that don't believe it, there are letters from various departments on the internet. It just takes a simple search, and you'll find that it's true. There are no laws. The only law that there is on the books for driving is in your state, Alabama. You're not allowed to drive a motorcycle barefoot, but you can drive a regular bicycle. You can drive a car. You can drive a truck. Just not a motorcycle. Every other state you can. I'm not saying it's smart to do that or not. I'm just saying that it's legal or illegal in your state. Uh-oh, we lost her. All right, we'll try again here. All right, are you on this phone?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I apologize. My phone lost its signal, and I had to call back in. Well,
go ahead.
Okay. What I was going to say is here in Alabama, we are told by police officers if they pull you over and you have nothing else that you've given them to write a ticket for and you're barefoot, that you can get a ticket for that. I have not had that happen to me personally, but I have heard of that happening to others.
Yeah, and that stopped 20 years ago when the internet, and you could do a simple internet search. I went to court with somebody once who was fighting the ticket, and the judge saw the ticket, and he said, oh, I can't believe these people are writing tickets for this. There's no law against this. Not guilty. My friend didn't have to say a word.
Well, that's jury nullification in its best use right there by the judge that was in that case. He decided for himself, instead of creating revenue for the city, that he would just do the right thing. And I applaud you and this network for just simply asking for the right to do the right thing, which is if there's no law against it, which obviously they couldn't write a law like this. Under what legal code could you even begin to argue cases, past cases, so that you could create a case law for something like this? I was shocked when we spoke and you educated me on this subject, because I too felt, like I guess most everybody else, that there was a law against it. I just never questioned it. It's amazing that how many times out of discrimination or use of discrimination practices, things like this come into play and people lose their civil rights just so that you can exclude someone. In this case, the hippies would have been seen as someone in a position to speak out against the government. And that just can't happen without repercussions. So I guess you can't go to a bathroom, you can't go into a diner, you can't go into an establishment to pay taxes even if you don't have shoes on. So it discriminated against a class of people to keep their voice silent.
There's never been laws. It's just people making up stuff. So the average American is conditioned that laws exist because everybody's told them that they exist. So in America, most people wear the $2 Old Navy type flip-flops that are as thick as three pieces of paper held on by a rubber band.
Great.
And most people don't want to wear them. They're not exactly pretty.
No,
but
they're not.
People think that there's laws against it, so that's what they wear.
Well,
and just think, Sherry, even with this, people think it's illegal to, even if you're sitting in Denny's, you wear the flip-flops in, they think it's illegal to simply put your toes over the stupid flip-flop strap. If it was illegal to not have your shoes on in a restaurant, every Japanese restaurant in the United States would get raided on a regular basis. The Japanese people don't pay any extra for the right to not be like everybody else.
They fall back on culture, and culture tells them that this is a healthier way of being. So we probably need to listen to the Japanese.
Well, I'm advocating that there's no big deal to drive your car. And, for example, you want to go to a pizza place. Well, let's just use Domino's as an example, even though I can't stand that place, but just giving an example.
Okay.
You literally just park right in front. You take seven steps in. You pick up your pizza that you ordered. And you take eight steps outside and go back to your car and drive home. Even the medium germaphobe won't see that there's enough steps on the ground to even make that an issue.
Well, I have walked barefoot in establishments here in Alabama, like a lot of other Alabamians. Now, certainly there are times that they are going to hold you to that. No shirt, no shoes, no service. But those times that I saw that, they were discriminating against homeless people.
Honestly, Sherry, you know, I've never seen a homeless person that didn't have shoes on.
We have some pretty...
And don't tell me you don't have homeless people, because I promise you there's a bunch of panhandlers in Las Vegas who have lost all their money gambling.
Well, as a matter of fact, Proof, I'm working as a director in a nonprofit that deals with homeless issues and homelessness and indigency here in Alabama for the past 3 years. And we have situations where our camps are raided, their belongings destroyed. Their identification tags, because their driver's license is long since gone, taken the first time they were picked up by the police and then lost. So when you become homeless, you have to apply for some sort of identity, and then you go to the only places they tell you to go. The police will drive you straight up to a homeless shelter, which receives federal funds to count you as a number. They'll give you an identification badge. Then they'll give you some more clothes. But you would have had clothes and shoes had your tent not been destroyed the night before. So they use that as a way to keep the homeless, because otherwise these nonprofits would not be able to collect millions and millions of dollars federally subsidized to give out towards providing services for people who don't have shoes. So there is a reason why we have a chronic homelessness. This is not something that we cannot fix. It's simply provide housing, and then everything goes from there. So I just fixed the problem. I wished it was that easy with getting establishments, restaurants like you just described, the Domino's, that eight steps in and the world's coming to an end. They had to call in the, I'm surprised they didn't call in the stack team or the big police squads. We call them stack teams out here in Alabama. They come in with their army tanks and they take you down. So I can imagine where you're at. I know here in Alabama, if you're a minority or you're just generally disagreeable person, you know, you're not supposed to be here or you don't fit in. Well, that's what the law is written for. It's not written for us good white folks or us good black folks up in here or Hispanic. It's not written for the good folks is what I'm saying. It's written for those that we want to suppress or to oppress. So that's what we're talking about. And they use these stigmas that you are a bum or that you are a dirty person, germs, whatever, with your bare feet. When I hate to tell you folks this, but with my medical training, I can explain how that is wrong scientifically, that the flat surface area of a shoe and its imprint on the ground allows for there to be more contact surface exchange of germs. The fabric, the plastic that the shoe, sole, whatever it is made of, it adheres to germs or chemicals on the ground or pieces of glass. It adheres to that shoe, and then you can transfer it. Now, the human foot has less surface area touching the ground, so there is less chance for there to be an exchange of bacteria or germ. And on top of that, if any of our listeners did not know, let me impart some knowledge. The skin, the largest organ on our body is our skin, and the skin is the best defense against germ and bacteria. So I'm at a loss to understand how this 60-year problem here has just never been looked at again. Once the hippie revolution was over with, proof, why didn't we look at this and redress this issue and say, you know what, it was okay, folks. We just need to take care of that little problem right there. Now that we've got them suppressed and in jail, we can get back to where we were.
People never put two and two together that there were no laws, and people just thought, okay, then I'll spend $2 on a pair of Old Navy flip-flops and call it a day.
Well, there's a lot of health benefits with walking barefoot. There's no laws against it. I guess we're left with people want to enforce some sort of authority over the least little thing because they themselves must feel that they have no choice or authority in their own lives as they are being ruled as slaves by the oppression of laws and man. So because you can't stand up in your neighborhood and stand out and say no more, you want to tell me that I can't, so you feel better because you didn't have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I see.
Hey, by the way, we have a caller. I'm going to go ahead and hit the phones.
Okay.
And I think this is Kevin.
Hey, Proof Kevin? Negative, what's going on, buddy? What's up, Proof Negative,
I'm
what's
here.
Going on, buddy?
I'm here, I hear you.
Awesome. I actually caught the show early because I thought I was going to miss it again.
Well, that's why I was trying to let everybody know what was going on, because I didn't think Aaron was going to make it today. So I have to I had my doctor appointment this morning, got home, and I have to go see my parents at 11:30. So this is the 90-minute block that's available for me. So I would rather do a show with a slightly different time slot than to not do one.
Hey, you know what? It works for me, and now for all the listeners out there, you know, and as far as your guest was talking about, you know, having a voice, you know, it's like when I started going barefoot, you know, and I was approached, you know, a couple of times, you know, I wasn't like, I ain't good with confrontation, you know what I'm saying? And I think it was the first one that I had was at Dollar General in Jacksonville when I just went in there to get a bottle of water. I'm standing in line and, you know, one of the employees came up and told me, I can't be here with no shoes on because it has something to do with ocean. It's worldwide. So I didn't bother to correct him because, like I said, I wasn't, you know, prepared or how to handle that situation. I was like, well, do you want me to leave? He was like, no, you're already in line now. You might as well just go ahead and make your purchase. So I'm like, okay, cool. You know, and every time I got approached, you know, saying, I always, you know, gave kind of, I guess I sort of gave in to what they said, even though they weren't correct, you know, until I finally decided to speak up and give them the facts, you know, and I think we get tired of hearing, there could be broken glass, it's a safety issue, and blah, 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 blah. You know, that honestly comes from people who haven't even done the research. You know what I'm saying? Because every time you go somewhere, they be like, you need to have shoes on in here. It's a safety issue or it's a store policy. You know, then when you ask them, can you see it in writing? You'd be like, well, maybe not. But most of the time they don't. Most of the time when you ask them to see a policy in black and white, they never come back to you.
Well, so in my experience, I refuse, and I think it's a terrible idea to ask for it in writing, because if they feel up to it, then you might go to a place that has no sign, and now they'll put one up because they don't want to deal with people like you anymore.
I feel you, you know, but because in any barefooter's defense, you know, I think that I think we all saw this on I think it's barefootalliance.org, I believe it is, where I mean as far as the whole safety thing, you know, they're supposed to make sure that their facilities is safe to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they can't keep telling us, you know, there could be broken glass and don't do nothing about it. To me, that counts as negligence.
And especially so, most businesses don't sell anything with glass. If you are in a bank and they tell you there could be glass on the ground, you just simply ask them, what type of glass products are you giving us with our money?
Exactly. Because my thing is, okay, well, if you say well, there could be broken glass, well, why are you not sending somebody to go clean it up? In all the stores that I've been to, I've never seen broken glass, you know. And then how to say, well, or if I cut my foot, they're liable. Well, you know what? If I put on a pair of flip flops, I could still cut my foot on the bottom of the shelf, but that doesn't mean you're liable. It really does not. So I don't understand why.
You could be in a Kinko's and get a paper cut for making copies. They're not going to say, well, why didn't you have gloves on?
Exactly. So I don't remember if I mentioned this or not, but I was watching a court show. This lady took this retail owner to court because she reached up on the shelf and got hurt. When there's signs that says, if you need assistance, ask for help. So she asked for help. Waited 15 minutes. Decided, you know what? I'm done waiting. I'm going to go ahead and get it myself. Reached on top of the shelf and hurt herself and took the retail owner to court. And the judge, which I don't know why she did it, I forgot the amount that she was asking for, but she got half of what she was suing for. Now, if I was that judge, she wouldn't have gotten nothing. absolutely nothing, because that's not the store owner's fault that she was being stupid and got herself hurt. You know, that, I mean, that's just like, why would I take the owner of Walmart to court if I slipped and fall and hurt myself and I see a wet floor sign that's right there in my face? How is that their fault? You put the wet floor sign, hey, the establishments are not legally responsible for injuries caused by patroons on themselves. But companies don't get that. They just don't get that analogy. They still think we're liable, we're liable, we're liable. I mean, when does it stop?
Well, they were liable if you had shoes on, boots on, sandals, high heels. They were liable when you walked in their establishment. When you crossed the threshold, they were liable.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you think the way I see it, more lawsuits come from people wearing shoes. You know what I'm saying? So you mean to tell me that, okay, well, let's say Susie Smith, she slips and falls, she's wearing high heels. Are you going to ban high heels in the store? I don't think so. You know, and what makes foot flaps, you know, or any open toe shoes in any better? You know, they really need to stop with this whole liability lies and misconceptions. It's getting old.
Well, one of the tricks of law is, go ahead, Proof.
No, that's fine. I can wait.
I was just going to say, one of the tricks of law that I have seen in my dealings with the court system is that they create situations that lawyers will have a job. So if you don't define a legal term to where it is, I mean, nobody could not understand it, but it was completely definable in print, then you lose a lot of business by coming to court and talking about these issues. So they leave the vagueness in laws and in statements so that you must come to court to get an answer and you got to pay somebody. That's the trick right there.
Well, you know, and what most people feel, and I feel the same way too, you know, when I say it, it's my right, my freedom, you know. And I heard about this, what's it called, the Unruh Act. I still got to go back and reread it because I'm still trying to understand it myself.
Yes, sir.
You know, and my thing is that we just want to be left alone. I mean, if I'm going to Dollar General, yeah, okay, the dude got the shirt and shoe sign in front on their front doors, you know. So and it's like some employees will enforce it. Some employees probably don't even care. You know what I'm saying? And most places that even don't have a sign, yeah, you walk in there all free and, you know what I'm saying, not being bothered. But all of a sudden you get that one belligerent a-hole of an employee, you know what I'm saying, come hassling you. And you're like, you know, I've been here in this store barefoot many times and nobody said a word. How come all of a sudden you want to say something? Then all of a sudden,
yeah,
here comes the manager.
Yeah, let me take over here, I guess. No one has ever stood up for us before as a group, and that's why we get the treatment. We'll keep accepting this treatment until we have enough. So I've had enough, you've had enough, other people in our group, the Barefoot is Legal group, have had enough, but people don't want to complain, so You either get your voice heard or you are complicit with whatever false laws that aren't even shown.
Yeah, so here's another thing. Why now all of a sudden other customers are starting to complain when they see another barefoot customer like it's their business?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so here's another thing.
So it's illegal.
Yeah, so what if I'm barefoot, but I'm in a wheelchair? Are you going to is that owner going to force me out because I'm in a wheelchair? I really don't think so. Just because my feet are on the on those metal pedals, those whatever it is on that wheelchair, those metal pedal thingies. I think you know what I'm talking about. So what I don't think I would be forced out of if I'm on a wheelchair. You know, crutches. I don't think I would be forced out on crutches either. You know, but then that's kind of iffy though. That's kind of iffy. You know, but I just think that, you know, it, I mean, I want to say is a little bit discriminatory. You know, I mean, and it's like, and we as most of us, those of us who shop at Walmart, you know, see how these people are dressed, and they worry about bare feet, and you brought it up, proof you brought it up earlier. Oh crap, I lost my train of thought. Dang, I lost my train of thought. I'm so sorry. But
well, that's fine. So we have a newer person with us, with Sherry Saunders, and so let me just try to share, and maybe it'll some of this will jog your memory. One of the things we can do as activists is, if a place evicts us, we go shopping across the street or wherever else to go get our stuff to a competitor. Just make a copy of the receipt and send it to the company that evicted you, and tell them that, just tell them of the experience where, hey, I'll just give you as an example here. Sorry, the audio behind me, whoever has a TV on in the background, it's confusing me for a second here. But if, say, Target evicts you, and you were going to spend $120 at Target, you just write to them and say, hey, I was going to buy $120 worth of stuff at Target today. While I was in line, I got evicted and told that it's against the health department and whatever. And so I went to Walmart and I spent $132.12. And just to show you I'm serious, here's my receipt. And they said thank you. They even cracked a joke with me. And they told me to come back and I'm welcome anytime. And to show I'm serious, here's my receipt. And I'm willing to come back to Target if you want my money. But Walmart said that I can come in and won't have any issues. So I'm going to shop here unless you tell me it's fine otherwise. And if enough people did that, then they would realize that we can do something. Otherwise, we look to them like a bunch of random nuts that don't know what we're doing. But if we can show that we're organized, then they will bow down.
Well, I think let me interject something. I have been listening to you. I've been listening to you both speak. And one of the skills that I have acquired is a pretty good understanding of law. Now, with that being said, let's say, for example, I go into a store here in Alabama. I am approached by a sales clerk who says, you have to leave. You don't have shoes. Well, I first will say, I need you to go contact your manager because I claim religious rights. It is my religious right to be in this store, which is a store within the service industry, and you are under certain laws, meaning under the service industry laws, you have to provide an establishment that all classes, races, creeds, and religions of people are able to walk in and out without having anything stop them. That was a big part of the writing of the discrimination laws for disability coming out of 67. Disabled people were kept out of establishments because their wheelchairs couldn't fit in the door. So the same concept you would want to take in this situation, like I said, for example, if someone was to approach me, I would start off by then speaking to the manager and asking to speak to a regional supervisor, if they have one, where they can explain how my federal rights under religious protection and the Disability Act prevents you from doing exactly what you're trying to do. And second, since you are a service industry and you provide a service, and that is what we come in to buy, then you also, just like a club or a private club where you have to have a tie to go in, well, they provide you with a tie to go in. Well, if you are going to require this of me outside of my federal rights, which I was already given, then you are now required under the service contract agreement, under laws that you established when you copyrighted and became a business, that you now must provide me a pair of shoes. So what I would do
well,
here
no,
now
it's
Alabama,
not about all that, though.
Do what, sir?
Personally, I don't look at it really trying to say it's a religious standpoint. I just try to share personally that there's no laws against this, and you are refusing money for absolutely no reason at all. And I promise you, for every store that says they don't want your money, there's another 25 of them out there that say, I'll take it, thank you, and please give us your money again.
You're
but
correct.
That would be
protected under consumer law. You're talking consumer protection. I was giving the listeners another way to speak, so to speak. I was giving the listener a way to begin the conversation on where at least someone is going to have to give me a really good reason why I cannot walk in this store barefoot. And when you start dropping legal terms and legal situations, people get scared and confused. And being scared and confused is okay, because you want your city government scared and confused as to why all of a sudden there is a bunch of barefoot people asking for their rights already given to them that we told them and made them think that they didn't have, so that they would be conditioned to listen to any other law or agenda or rhetoric that we're going to tell you to believe in, because you already believe everything we tell you.
But, Sherry, here's our plan of action as far as what I'm endorsing.
Okay.
If a store evicts you, you can either write to the store off to the side. If they don't want your money, if they don't want my money, I don't like to argue. I just say, fine, you can have my stuff, and I'm good with walking out. Or if a fast food place doesn't want my money, I live in a big city. There's thousands of places to buy food here. But what we've set up is we have volunteers with us that will email and call a corporate or a store on your behalf. It takes you and the emotions completely out of it. And
correct.
When we have someone that handles the East Coast, the West Coast, the Pacific Northwest, whatever, and they say, hi, my name is John Smith, and I'm the regional director of the Pacific Northwest Barefoot is Legal organization, and this is our toll-free number, and my email address is john.smith@barefootislegal.org. It
right.
makes it look a lot more professional when you come in and you say, hey, we have a couple of clients that have made some complaints, and I'm reaching out to you because people would like to shop at your store, but at the same time, A, B, and C is happening. And your competitors don't have any issues with us.
Well, that is a very safe approach, and it's an approach where there's no pressure. My approach would be a pressure approach where I make you come to the table and we're going to speak about it. Your approach
is but that's the idea. The thing is, a confrontation, say Kevin's gets in an argument at Dollar General, what will happen the very next day is they'll put up a sign to make sure that people like us aren't even allowed in the store, and then they'll fall back on that where there's no sign, and you can't really enforce dress rules that don't exist. So what we want is to make sure that we don't have signs going up left and right. Instead, we want to talk to corporate, because corporate like Walmart, there's a guy that wrote to a Walmart and said there's no policy and we are welcome, and we're waiting for that letter to put up on our Barefoot is Legal website. They are writing us a letter saying that there's no policy. So if there is an issue, then we can point to that. Because if we do the other approach, then the store manager is going to be like, oh, I hate these people. I'm just going to put up a sign, and then we can just call the cops on them. And we don't want that. Whereas corporate might not have any idea. And they're like, we don't have a policy. I don't know why you got kicked out. That happened at Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's has no policy whatsoever, and we're welcomed in anytime we want. But you might have someone that worked at another store, a competitor, and thinks that there's a policy or thinks that there's laws, so they evict us, and then we can come back and we get apologies. And not that we want the free groceries, we'll take them, but we just want to make the awareness that there are no laws and that we are accepted. And it's easier when you go a corporate route as opposed to just trying to play with the paper chaser who doubles as the store manager.
The path of least resistance is oftentimes the best path. That is a very great way of getting, as a group, your voice heard without there being feelings hurt.
Right.
You know,
so that's my attack here.
To me, this all goes.
I'm going to bring in another caller here, but welcome in. But go ahead, Kevin.
This all goes back to doing research. These employees, they don't want to say it's store policy, but have they really looked at the store policy? Have they really looked at the corporate policy? No, they have not. Is their own intuition, is their own personal belief that it is. It's just like going to court. If you're the plaintiff and I'm the defendant, you got to prove your case in order to win. You can't, if I were to go into Walmart, and saying they tell me it's federal law. We heard that one before. I'll be like, well, you know what? Let's do this. If you can prove to me that it's a federal law against me coming here barefoot, then I will leave. And I bet they won't come back in my direction. I'll finish my shopping.
There is no law. There's no law that they can show you, Kevin. People that are telling you this is their job. They don't get paid $10 an hour. Their nutrition is not great, so their brain is not where it needs to be. And so they're told to do this, and it gives them a little bit of authority in that job to come attack you for just walking in and getting a loaf of bread because they have literally nothing else better to do in their life.
And
yeah,
that's my point, and that's why it's easier and better for us to go through corporate. And when you give somebody a toll-free number and there's a .org and you're saying you're the regional director of the area or whatever it is, your professionalism goes up 10,000%.
Yes,
so,
it does.
By the way, by the way, Nicole is with us here, and I wanted to make sure we got to her before Iva Moose here. So, Nicole, welcome in.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. Hi, Sherry, Kevin, and all the listeners.
Hi, Nicole.
How you doing?
Great, great stuff. And I really enjoyed hearing the perspective on the other side, on the legal stuff that we're talking about, because I think Sherry's totally 100% right that people, when it does get legal, it gets scary for people, big time. Just like Prue was saying, there's the whole, you've got the .org and you've got those flyers and you've got this and people and volunteers. And I want us to always just keep a positive spin on it, no matter what, no matter how. I just think we get more forward.
Well, that is going the way of the positive spin is you don't sit there and argue with an $11 an hour employee. You say, okay, you can win this battle. You might think you won and you might think you're helping the company, but you just hurt the company by, I used to shop here $150 a month. Now you got none.
Right.
And then you can hit the corporate.
Well, those guys are drinking a lot of fluoride water, Prue, because they can't afford to drink anything better. If that is where they work, I already know that their nutrition and their body's health is not where it needs to be. So they make poor decisions out of medical reason and causing it. And the fluoride in your water greatly enhances your stupidity at the job level.
I really, really enjoy her. Sherry, you have just a wonderful perspective on things. I really enjoy listening to you.
I am just a simple Alabama redneck that literally, and callers, I do a comedy, don't get me wrong. I sometimes can go out on a tangent and just to get the laugh, but this is 100% true. I live on a hill and married to Billy. So around here, we have a sign in our front yard that we are the hillbillies. It is a funny joke. And say the hill, the reason why it's called a hill here is because the roads were real flat. And you come around a deep, you cross over a creek, you come up a steep hill, and it cuts back to the left. And our house is on the right, and it's the hill. Now, that hill was took by the Yankee forces in the Civil War, rudely, I might add, rudely taken. And we got that hill back, you know, towards the end of the war, and then things settled out. But down here in the South, we still have some feelings that are hurt because of some things that went on. And
absolutely.
And so my perspective is I am an awakened female, a mother, a activist, and I had the greatest set of influences that only the Lord could have put in my place before me from childhood up, where I would get to stay with this great man for a couple of years in a role working as a messenger, this strong female who was just a leading voice. I have been lucky. I've been blessed. I'm poor. Let me tell you, I walk around in Crocs, my favorite pair. I work as a custodian. I have to pay some bills, and I get to pay about a phone bill and a water bill with that two-week custodial pay. But I took the job because it put me in a politically safe place. I am an activist, very loud activist. And I have learned to work the system. So I am putting myself in a place where you can't touch me so that I can be louder. And I am blessed with the opportunities, and I am blessed that listeners appreciate what I say. I am honored to work with some of the finest activists in Alabama. Let me give a shout-out, Deanna Look, Ellen Cork, Annie Fulmer, Marcus J. Eccles is my producer here for the radio show that I do out of Huntsville, Alabama. That's where NASA and Redstone Arsenal is. Marcus J. Eccles has the Bringing Voices to Power Network on HuntsvilleBlack.com. That is a black radio station that has a civil rights activist show led by two white women. So if that does not tell you where my heart lies, then I don't know what else I can say except I am honored and humbled that I am listened to, and I promise the listeners, my husband, who I see a couple of hours a day, even though he's mighty good looking, and he came with most of his original teeth and long hair. So in Alabama, that was a winner. He had graduated high school, and he had most of his original teeth, and he had long hair like Bo Bice from American Idol. And about 20 seconds later, I was pregnant with twins. So that's how it goes here for me.
Everyone
thank
here,
you very much for your compliment.
Take one break time here. We got another 20, 25 minutes or so. I have another caller, Suzanne, that wants to join us, but I'm going to take our time out. And Kevin's, you were here the longest, so I'm going to go ahead and say thank you, and I'll probably talk to you next week. But I want to bring a fresh face on the radio here.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks, Kevin.
Bye.
No,
bye, Kevin.
No problem.
Thanks.
All right.
So let's grab our time out here. I want everybody else to know that we have other shows that exist on our network. So please check out Freedomizer for the long haul here. And support our other shows. For example, I'm on Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. That's 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. So we have other shows as well, and you'll learn about them here in the next few minutes. We'll come back. We'll take another call or two, and we'll wrap things up. Be right back.
Hello, Freedomizers. Joanne Moretti here, inviting you to join my great co-host Scott Ferrarello and myself, as well as our many correspondents and colleagues, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that's noon Pacific, for Zone 13, the best fast-paced news, current events, and investigative report show on the web. We bring you the news the mainstream media won't. Please find us at freedomizerradio.com, where you can listen and chat. Again, please join us for Zone 13, Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific. Hope to see you there, Freedomizers.
There are reports that say sitting all day at work is just as unhealthy as smoking. There is a hot new health trend called earthing, where you leave your shoes at home and you go out for a walk in the park. However, most of us work all day. This is where Serenity Rug comes in. Serenity Rug is meant to let you feel the grass beneath your feet while you have to stay inside and get your work done. This revolutionary footrest encourages movement and blood flow so you can feel better while working. Relieves muscle tension, improves circulation at your own desk while you're working. Anyway, please check out SerenityRug.com. That's SerenityRug.com.
Are you sick of being a chump, lied to by politicians and businessmen alike, watching as the world slowly burns, or trillions of debts racked up under your grandchildren's names? Hi, I'm Ben Lucifer Bernanke Packer. I'm asking that you tune into my weekly radio show, The Patriot Power Hour with Lucifer Bernanke, each Thursday night at 6 p.m. Eastern on Freedomizer Radio. Look, I'm not trying to sell you anything here. I just need your help fighting these banks or scum. Sick fan, behind all the wars, failed healthcare system, I mean, they own all the mega banks, all the mega corporations. They own the media, of course. They've already conquered most of humanity, really. And their juiciest file targets. Well, we're next. America's next. So I'm not going out without fighting. So join me Thursday as I use my background in finance and risk management to decode breaking news and developments, all while helping to prepare you and your family for the future wave of financial terrorism that are sure to come. Thursday night, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Freedomizer Radio, where we have a 24/7 chat room where you can come and share what's going on in the world with people of like mind. Anything and everything against the New World Order. Dial 347-324-3704 to catch our live show. Beginning at 9 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday till midnight, and 9 to 9 on Saturday and Sunday. Take us to the beach. Take us to the park. Take us on a walk with the dog. Only on Freedomizer Radio.
Okay, and on that note, we'll go ahead and come back here. I have to leave. I have to leave the house in about 20, 25 minutes or so. So I'm going to go on for a little more than about 15 minutes. So we have enough time to get everybody's thoughts in here. And Suzanne is joining us from Chandler, Arizona.
Hi. This is Suzanne.
Hey, Suzanne.
Welcome in, Suzanne. So is this the first time that you've been on Freedomizer Radio? I know you're starting your show soon.
Yeah, I'll be starting my show soon on Tuesday afternoons at 4:30 to 6. And that's the Mad Scientist Exposed. And so I'll be covering things in the news that where things aren't necessarily for the benefit of mankind, and things that, you know, people are doing to not get harmed by what's going on out there. Well, there's a New World Order agenda out there. So, of course, none of this has to do with the bare feet issue, I don't think. I'm learning more every day, so.
I want everybody to know that you exist and when you're on, so that's fine. By the way, Suzanne, are you going to the March Against Monsanto in a few weeks?
I guess it depends on my schedule. I have, you know, various things going on here and there, so I need to find out when it is.
All right. Because, it's down in Tempe on the 21st.
Oh, I think I can likely make that. But I have scheduled this weekend and next weekend, but not on the 21st. Okay.
All right, cool. Let me just tell you ahead of time, we have a booth for Freedomizer Radio if you want to give out flyers and promote your show to everybody out there.
Thank you. I'll do that.
Okay.
I'll do that. Yeah,
I'll put you in touch with the powers that be there, and I kind of have some pull there. So we have a table. I just don't think I'm coming out.
Okay.
I'm in Vegas. I don't know if I could do the drive. I have to work on the 14th, and I don't know if I can make the 21st. But anyway,
okay.
I'm glad that you called into our show, and you've been a member of our group for a few months, I think. And I guess, Suzanne, you see that we are growing.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yeah, another lady in our group I see is joining also. So we're getting the word out. And
I was glad when I came out last month, I got to meet Irene Pye, who is part of our group, and she helped put our little event together. So I was very happy with meeting her, and we all went to a bar and grill there and left our shoes at home, and we got to eat to our heart's content.
Wow. It's not the indoor situations that scare me. It's the outdoor situations that scare me. You know, being Chandler, Phoenix area, I had my first scorpion sting last week, and maybe it's 2 weeks ago now, and that's not something I want to repeat. So it wasn't my foot, though. That was my hand.
Why weren't you wearing gloves?
Because I wasn't thinking. I was looking in the garden, and there was potted containers, and I didn't think there'd be one in there.
I'm just making fun of it all. That's all. I'm not yelling at you, obviously, but that's what people are going to say if something fell on your head. They're not going to ask you why weren't you wearing a hat.
Well, there are construction zones with signs of helmets only and hard hats only.
I'm not talking about OSHA-related stuff. I'm just saying that if you're in a grocery store and a half gallon of ice cream happens to randomly fall on your head, they're not going to say that we're not sending you to a doctor because you should have worn a helmet.
Yeah, I know somebody is still collecting on insurance money because she was a baby and fell out of a basket on her head. So,
there's all those McDonald's lawsuits for spilling hot coffee. And everybody there was wearing pants.
They're making joke commercials out of it now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not McDonald's. It's a competitor.
Yeah.
The purpose of those laws are to keep people from getting paid so that they're minimally it is so easy to bring a lawsuit. It is difficult to see it through to the end because they allow for so many escape routes for the guy with the bigger pocket, the one you got hurt at. You got hurt at his house.
Yeah.
They make it and they structure it easily that the guy with the big house has better chances of winning the case on some technical point, whereas you get some shyster off the corner who has a billboard on the highway, and the only way he gets anywhere in the echelon of the court system is to buy in. So if you can't give him enough money that he can buy in to get you looked at or respected, then this is how they're going to come to you. They're going to say, look, we're going to need you to go ahead and cop a plea. We've worked out this great deal. You just plead guilty. You're going to come and piss in a cup for 12 months. You got to come pay a probation officer, and we won't see this again. And it's best for you. And as long as you do the right thing for the next 18 months, we'll wipe this off your record. Well, that's a way to keep you down, and now you're oppressed. You're a dog kicked or tailed between your legs. You don't know what to do. You can't ask anybody for help because nobody knows what to do. Well, I know what to do. People ask me all the time. That's what I do in Alabama. I don't get paid nothing. I work as a custodian 28 hours a week. I make $9 an hour. so that I can catch a ride to work. Somebody usually buys my lunch, and I work as a director of a nonprofit that is non-funded. Literally, no one pays us. I pay out of my own pocket. No one owns me or my voice. And that's what we need, is people to understand that once you realize that you have the red pill or the blue pill to take, well, once you get out of the matrix, you have a choice to make. And you can stand and speak out, or you can be the dog kicked and continue getting kicked. Now, here in Bama, I ain't been kicked in years. I do the barking here.
Oh, really? Criminal law. I'm a little confused. Because I mean, I've been involved in civil lawsuits, and there wasn't any threat of probation. But once they realize you're willing to go all the way into the courtroom and depose everybody, even the bigwigs in the company that you're suing, then they're more willing to settle.
Well, not every case is settled. I assure you, not every case brought forth is settled. So there are some cases settled, and you hear about it. So you perceive that that's available for everybody. But I assure you that the inner workings of the courthouse is they are going to look at your case, the judge, the DA, the guy that you hired or the girl that you hired, and they're going to come to an agreement that you don't even know about except when your attorney that you hired comes to you with the deal. That should be your first instinct to say, wait a minute, I didn't know we was dealing. Why are you bringing me a deal when I hired you to fight?
Yeah, well, lawyers like to, they build up their reputation on never losing by wrangling deals. And so then they don't have a day in court where they actually lose.
Oh, they're going to get your revenue because you're going to plead guilty, because they're going to tell you it's in your best interest. And, well, they told you it was in your best interest to wear shoes everywhere. It was in your best interest to take this prescription pill. It was in your best interest to do lots of things. And it's now in your best interest to pay us $50 a month fine. We're going to give you 12 easy monthly installments. And if you miss one, we're going to come pick you up and put another charge on you. And you get to pay us another $50 on top of the $50 you owe us. That is the court system. That is called creation of revenue. And that is why we are where we are at. Today, folks, it is to provide jobs for lawyers and judges and bailiffs. I assure you that that is what is happening. Now, you don't realize it because you've drunk too much fluoride water since birth. You've been brushing your teeth with that toothpaste. They put all the dentists said take it. Well, don't you think the dentists want to stay in a job, too? They're going to tell you to take something that's going to cause cavities, that you got to come and get drillings with chemicals so toxic that you have to have a federal permit and a chem suit to remove. How is it legal to put mercury and things like that in a kid's mouth? But to remove it, you have to go to a military installation and have a man looking like a scientist in a scary movie to remove it from your head. It is amazing what us humans allow to happen to us, and we just continue to go to work and clock in and clock out and take that Xanax and not worry about it. It's time to worry about it, folks. It's time to take the shoes off, touch the earth, and worry about it.
I'm going to interject here.
Are there people
being criminally charged over going barefoot?
Well, yeah, but see, it's been drilled and instilled, you know. We're from where you came from, where I came from, where Proof came from, where anybody came from. It's like this thing that's been instilled in us over and over and over. And so it's like the, you become a robot. I'm supposed to do that because I was told to do that. And like you're
saying,
you got to step back. You got to step back from that and say, that's not right. Just because somebody's been telling me that for 20, 30, 40, 50 years does not mean it's right. And it's hard as a society to back away from what we've been drilled into us for long, 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 long time, right?
The only pain is in the beginning. That first week that you are awake and you open your eyes and you're like, wait a minute, what in the hell? And everybody comes to you. It's only the first week is it painful, folks. Just like the Band-Aid you rip off. It only hurts for a second. And then, guess what? You get to take a deep breath of chemtrail air and say, okay, so I need to do something because now I can't go back to sleep because I see everything that is happening to me, and I have become a pawn in the production of money for the New World Order, albeit it is all over the place. Everybody has an agenda. Everybody has a corporation. But you should know with your Social Security number in this country, and I'm sure identification numbers in others, you are a number in the system, so therefore you are being crunched on some bureaucratic desk somewhere where somebody has an ink pad and that stamp that says dead, and one day your file is going to come up to that desk and you're going to get ink stamped and you're not going to know why it happened. Where did it go? How did I die by taking that pill that the doctor gave me? He said it would help with my foot fungus, and I find myself in the funeral home today.
It's a great thing to think you're dead without you actually being dead. That happened to a friend of my father's. He was, you know, a dialysis patient, a friend of my dad's. They were in chairs next to each other in the dialysis center. And one day his friend got the flu. He didn't come down for a couple of days to collect his mail out of his mailbox. And so the post office stamp deceased. And his friend is next to people, and they stamped it on a Social Security check, and that was it. And, you know, the post office doesn't use that stamp anymore. It's obsolete, but that guy had an old one, and I'm talking about, 10 or 15 years ago that this happened. And so his Social Security money stopped coming, so he gave up and died. He didn't have the strength to just, to sue anybody to get declared undead. It's nearly impossible to get declared undead in that's what happened to him. So if somebody stamps dead on you and you're not, that's might as well put a bullet in your head.
You that's horrible.
That business. Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah, so they can take it pretty far.
I guess and it's one of those things.
I can hear everyone.
Yeah, your phone's cutting out.
Is that me? I've got kind of in
it. Could be. So, Suzanne, I was going to ask if you're finally going to give this a try and either go get ice cream or a pizza and just run in and pick up your stuff and leave, and you're probably in there less than 2 minutes.
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
I haven't tried it yet.
Well, that's why I'm saying maybe you can make it a goal that when you...
Okay.
Because at some point you're going to say it's too hot. And now where we have some cooler weather. And just, hey, you worked hard this week. You deserve to have a pizza to your liking. So just call it in and just park in front, pick it up, and walk out. And if they complain, the pizza can go in the trash and the manager will have to yell at the employee for throwing out a perfectly good pizza.
But I would have paid for it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So
okay. If
you, just those are like the easiest places to go to without any issues. I'm not setting you up for failure. I just want you to experience it so that you know what we do. And I'm not saying 100% of the time you're not going to get yelled at. You will get yelled at occasionally, but that's okay. It's okay to have some blood on you because then you understand more of what we're trying to do.
Yeah. It is okay. It is okay to have need of a Band-Aid, I assure you. It's folks, you got to stand up. And this is just so simple. You just decide to go get your pizza and take 10 steps inside a store and then just get your first taste of freedom. I'm telling you, you're going to get addicted, and you're going to want to do it again. And then you're going to want to do it again.
You don't even notice the feet.
Yeah, it becomes addicting, which is this
it
is
does
a good
become
addiction.
Because it's
this
the
is
freedom.
A good addiction.
Yeah, it's a freedom. You get a hit of freedom every now and again. When you have a bad day, your boss is on you, go to a store, take your shoes off, and walk in and out like a boss. You feel like a different person.
I love her. Sherry, you are just so... I love you.
Well, thank you.
You just made my day. I'm sure you made a bunch of listeners' days too.
Y'all have just fell in love with my redneck accent, and I have mesmerized you with my redneckness.
Oh, that's cool.
All right.
We got to make a bumper sticker. You need to make a bumper sticker. Exactly what you just said.
Nicole, I've been recruiting her, trying to see if she wants to join our network.
Oh, she has to. It's mine.
Well, I absolutely am ready to serve Erin when she comes back. If she needs a break or anytime you need me to step in, I'm intrigued on the opportunity for a health and wellness show, because my show is called United Voices, and it is centered around activist things. We are only a couple of months in, and so I've been on the radio for about 2 months now. I come from a lifetime of being on stage, and so this is just a new platform, a new voice for me. So it's pretty successful, and I'm excited with another opportunity. I love speaking about these things, and I love educating, because people, sometimes you got to be led to the water, just like you do that horse, and a horse decides, okay, so they tell us, so the horse doesn't want any water. Okay, great. Well, today, folks, we're going to lead you to the water, and then you're going to not want it because you want to have a Coca-Cola because they told you it made you feel better. And then I'm going to say, no, whoa, wait a minute. Have you seen the YouTube footage of what Coca-Cola does to a human tooth within 17 hours? I mean, seriously, brother, you need to put that down.
It removes rust. It removes rust from nails and everything.
Well, I'll just let you know that when I took over my custodial job, the previous gentleman who had it did not have a high level of urinal training, cleaning of the urinal. And so I used I used a six-pack of Coca-Cola to eat out and degrade and erase about a half inch of crust. Now, folks, don't get sick. I was the one puking. You're not. I'm telling you. You want to go clean some yellow piss stain out of your toilet, get all the water out of it, and go get you a 2-liter. Guess what? I just fixed your toilet problem, and now you don't have to hire a plumber to come install a new one. So now the plumbers unions are going to be mad at me.
We're all going to be dealing with mixed bathrooms.
You're right, though.
So now we can just use all the Coca-Cola to clean every nasty recent. That's it.
I was telling my friend, it's like, I didn't
don't
know.
Don't consume it. Just use it to clean. It's way cheaper than what you have to buy to clean anything.
I don't know if you guys are. I don't know if you're aware of this, but there is a country called India. They got a couple of billion folks. I don't know. Once again, I don't know if you've heard of them before, but their agricultural system is predicated on the use of two products to kill bugs and to keep their crops safe. One would be called Pepsi, and the other one is, in fact, called Coca-Cola. So when you add Pepsi and Coca-Cola to them industrial sprayers on the back of them $100,000 tractors, and you spray that on your crops in the field, it is amazing how the bugs die away and you can get your yield come October. Well, once again, if I haven't convinced you that Pepsi or that Coca-Cola, in fact, there are 7, I believe, nations in Europe that have banned the sale of Mountain Dew. Now, I can't take my shoes off, but you can sell me a product that has been banned in 7 European nations.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, that makes perfect sense. Give me a Coke and a smile and a rotted tooth and a bad liver. Go right ahead.
So true.
I'm just saying.
You got to get going here. Look, I'm pretty sure you got to get going here.
I'll put it this way here. If you ladies are not done, the show will go off by itself in about 48 minutes. If you want to talk for a few minutes without me, I'll go. And there's just no switchboard access.
Why don't you
can call in. But if you want to spend another 10 or 15 minutes together, that's fine too.
I wouldn't mind. If you guys don't mind, I think I just want proof. You got to get going. I know you got to get going. I don't want you to be late and rushing and all that.
So
we can.
You guys
want to
just sit here and talk amongst yourselves?
Yes. Take care of what you got, brother.
Well, we still have Suzanne, right? Suzanne, you're still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you mind sticking around for like 8 more minutes?
Listen, ladies, I can keep y'all in brawl for an hour. We can do this the entire 48 minutes, I assure you.
At the top of the hour, this show says goodbye, whether you're ready or not. So just know that.
Yeah.
At the top of the hour, it just shuts off.
Okay, great.
So I'm going to watch the clock here. I don't have a dashboard.
That's fine, but I hope you guys do the Barefoot community proud. I'll go ahead and get myself out of here, and I hope to talk with most of you or all of you on the network here more often.
Have a great day.
Have a great Saturday. I really would like to talk Suzanne into at least giving this a try before it gets too hot, because in Phoenix, in about 2 weeks, she's going to say, I can't do it. It's too hot.
Yeah, unless they do it at night, then late at night. Not in the Circle K or something for candy bar. Unless they have a sign up.
Right.
Do you pay attention to signs? Like no shirts, no shoes stuff?
I think she's talking to you guys
because
I'm out.
Okay, well, Suzanne, you got to go. Have a great Saturday.
Have a good time.
Enjoy those feet on planet ground, and we'll talk to you later. Okay, guys. Suzanne, what was that question? He's got a button. So, where are you from? I didn't catch where you're from.
I'm in Seven Lakes, which is right near Chandler, which is right near Phoenix. I'm in the suburbs around Phoenix.
Oh wow, it is really hot there.
Yeah,
he's right.
People, you know, can pull off bicycles and go to the burn unit at the hospital, kind of thing, in the high heat of summer.
Yeah. I mean, where I am, I'm in Northern California, but still, I mean, yeah, it gets hot. We're not Southern, but when I say Northern California, like people think, it gets hot here too. So I guess that's one of the biggest things you want to. And when we go through all this cold weather, the transitioning into the hot versus cold. For me, anyway, your feet are toughening up, but like it's a serious adjustment. Sherry, you have hot weather too, right?
Well, down here in Alabama, you can walk on the air because of the humidity. So yes, we have some pretty oppressive heat. It normally hits hottest in July and August, but I know that I call sensitive feet. I step on a rock or a toy in the house and I won't cry for an hour. But I enjoy the freedom I explained it to myself like I'm breaking some law to walk in barefoot. So it gives me a little burst of freedom when I've had a bad day. That's what got me doing it. One day I got into my car from work, took my shoes off to drive home, which I usually do, and I didn't even think about putting them back on when I got out to walk in the store until I was walking out and realized, well, I just walked in barefoot. And then I loved it. I couldn't stop laughing. I enjoyed it so much I had to do it again. I mean,
and like we talked about, it's the freedom of it. It's the freedom,
it's
like
the freedom.
You said.
So that's,
you're pulling
that's
the freedom
what this
card.
Is about. That's what this is
and
about.
I'm from,
this is about the choice.
Exactly. And I'm actually from the East Coast. I mean, I was here as a kid, but freezing, you know, Massachusetts, Connecticut, freezing. But I always enjoyed, you know, I was barefoot most of the time, like all the time. And, you know, it was like one of those, like you tried to put shoes on me, and I was that kid that like threw myself on the ground and threw a tantrum. Like, don't do that to me. So I guess like it's, no matter what, like, it is a certain amount of freedom. And I want us to keep talking here, but I'm just kind of watching the clock because I don't want it to cut off. And I know people are listening. But I want you, Sherry, to plug your show again because I didn't actually write that down, and I'm not in the chat room right now. I will be in a little bit, and I'll check back. But can you plug that again and plug a couple things that you want to plug before we get cut off here?
First, I would like to say I'm excited to come into this Freedomizer Radio and be another voice. I love to speak, if you haven't figured that out yet. But our radio show is called United Voices. It is a Marcus J. Eccles production. It is out of HuntsvilleBlack.com. You can reach us by going to www.HuntsvilleBlack.com and looking for the Bring In Voices to Power Network, producer Marcus J. Eccles. And our show is called United Voices, with Deanna Look being my co-host, a dear friend of mine for years, an activist here in Alabama with me.
Oh, okay. I love that. All right, I'm going to wrap it up here, you guys, just because I kind of stuck around when I was supposed to be doing something else, but I can't. I get addicted to the show because I love it. So I'm going to wrap this up, too, and we only have a couple minutes before we all get cut off. Suzanne, do you want to say something before we cut out here?
I'll be on Tuesdays with my Mad Scientists Exposed.
Your new show.
Yeah, and so it's my first time, and so I'm lining up all the articles I want to talk about, just so I'm, you know, preloaded and have things to talk about, and, you know, I'll be taking call-ins and all kinds of stuff, and that's 4:30 to 6 on Phoenix time, which right now is the same as California time.
Exactly. So obviously, just you can hear Suzanne on Freedomizer Radio, and we hope everybody has a great Saturday, and thank you so much, you guys. I really enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun.
All right, happy Saturday, guys. Let's go barefoot all day. Woo-woo.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.